Matt Bubala Show, Radio 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Nick DiGiorgio. It's nice to make your acquaintance.
Oh, thanks. Nice to meet you, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well for the middle of the night.
Dirk.
And the roads are pretty clear, and that's not a bad thing. It's so funny. I was driving to, I come from the way western suburbs out in West Dundee, and, you know, we have all that Jane Addams construction going on, but it's been pretty calm for a while, and then suddenly tonight they had a bunch of lanes closed on the way down. I was surprised to see it.
They change things all the time.
That they do, and I don't know. I guess they got a good stretch of weather, so they thought, let's get some more of this done. But safe travels out there, everybody, tonight. Nick, it'll be nice to have you along here for the next 3 hours on the Matt Bubala Show.
Thanks, Matt.
We're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act a little later in the show. I was just teasing that a little bit with Patty, and we'll get some information from Chris Gorman. He's one of the honchos with getcoveredillinois.gov. That's the website you want to go to if you still want to look into this. You only have till tomorrow night at midnight to figure it out, and you need a little bit of time to set aside. It is an easy setup. Don't be intimidated by it, and they have toll-free numbers and things you can use. But as you can imagine, we're 2 days away, so a lot of people are calling the number. You're going to wait on hold for a bit. And, you know, even though the website is set up very simply, I think if you're trying to compare your current plan to what they have, you're probably going to have some questions. So set aside some time this weekend if you want to do that. We'll get a lot more information about how to do that later in the show. Sarah Lorenzi from the Chicago Alternative Education League. Chicago Area Alternative Education League. I had to remember the synonym. CAEL is their moniker. Chicago Area Alternative Education League. Her father founded this group back in 1973. And they provide after-school programs for kids in alternative schools, kids that can't be in mainstream schools, whether it's mental health issues, whether it's disabilities, whether it's just kids who couldn't fit into the system for whatever reason. They're at alternative schools now, and those schools don't have programs. They don't have funding and don't have other things to give these kids activities. So they provide athletic opportunities. They provide artistic opportunities. It's a really wonderful group of people that are doing a lot of great work for these kids. She's going to be on the show with us later to talk about a bandathon they have this weekend to support their programs. And I'll tell you all about what you can do for them as well. And interesting, and I think a buddy of mine is walking up to the studio at some point soon here. My buddy Todd Von Bastians, who I moved out to Los Angeles with right after we graduated college because I wanted to go become an actor. And he was goofy enough to say, fine, let's move out to LA. Let's see what happens. So we moved out there. My God, it was 20 years ago. It'll be 21 years ago this fall that I moved out to LA. I was out there for 2 years, and that's how I got into radio. But he is in town this weekend to see a play. Actually, there is a, and we'll find out about it, a Simpsons play, it sounds like, called Mr. Burns, playing somewhere here in town. If you've heard of it and want to tell us about it, we'd be happy to take your calls and texts all night long about whatever you want to talk about, of course. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's also our text in line, 312-981-7200. Of course, dominating the news cycle this week, besides Brian Williams taking a six-month unpaid suspension, besides Jon Stewart stepping down from The Daily Show, I believe the other big story this week, unless there's something else I'm missing, was Jackie Robinson West being stripped of their U.S. National Championship. That was an interesting week for me because I'm sure I've told the story on the show before, but if you didn't hear it or know it, my son Jack played on the Tri-Cities Little League All-Stars. I was an assistant coach on the team, and we lost to Jackie Robinson West in the state championship game. This week, we were informed that we are now the Illinois Little League state champions for the year, and that's odd and weird, and it was a crazy week because of that. And hearing about that and then getting congratulatory texts from people on that. And it's like, well, we didn't win anything. I know they're, you know, we'll get this little banner and it's nice now we're the state champions, but they thumped the snot out of us on the baseball field. And you could say, well, but that shouldn't have been the kids. And that's true. Some of them shouldn't have been out there. But we don't know if we would have beaten whatever team they would have had instead or whatever team would have won out of that district. So it's this hollow, weird feeling. And the overriding thing is you just feel bad for these kids because they just did what they were told. Their parents and the administrators put them on the field, said, you're the team, go play. And they played and played and played. And they were a group of great kids. They are a group of great kids. So they did nothing wrong. But the adults did. And that's clear. And that's why Little League had to take the action it did. And it was unfortunate to see what an insanely divisive topic this became this week. The way it turned into a comment on race relations. And we'll talk a little bit about that. A lot of great columns came out of it and a lot of sad commentary by adults came out of it this week. So we'll talk a little bit about that next. Matt Bubala with you. 312-981-7200 is the call and text in line here at 720 WGN. Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN. So the news came out early, I think it was Tuesday morning, that, or maybe it was Wednesday morning, they came out with their announcement that Jackie Robinson West was being stripped of the Little League championship, the United States title, the Great Lakes regional title, and the Illinois state title, which then went to the team that I helped coach and my son played on. And as I said, it was that's a hollow feeling and certainly not a story about us, but it's weird the people that then are by proxy sort of affected by this. We're not playing any more games. We're not doing anything differently. It doesn't change anything that happened. So that's kind of a weird feeling for us. But I think it also relates to the feelings that I would like to think that the Jackie Robinson players would take out, because Chris James from Evergreen Park, who first brought the story forward, he's getting supposedly death threats and people certainly are very vitriolic on the interwebs over him. And there's been a lot of questions about race and would this have happened had it been an all-white team. I will say this to that. Of course, I have no idea, but I do know this. A lot of suburbs hate each other, and we hated Horner Park. We had to play Horner Park, which is a Northside team here, and we felt they cheated this year. And in the 11-year-old level, they did get sanctioned for doing some things with their roster this year. There's always questions between rival leagues that don't like each other. That's always going to happen. And I believe that if Naperville had beaten Aurora and the people from Aurora felt that the Naperville team had pulled in ringers or done something questionable, they absolutely would have called them on it. Because this isn't about race. This is about parents. This is about people wanting what's best for their 12-year-old Johnny and wanting for them what we can't have ourselves. All of us who coach Little League live a little bit through our children. As altruistic as we like to think our intentions are and as good of people as we are, and we're just out helping the kids, some of it is the benefit the kids get when we coach them and the joys that go along with this and hoping that they achieve things that we didn't achieve ourselves. So that's the truth deep down in all of us, no matter what we say. I like to think that I'm coaching to help the kids. And I do love helping other kids. And I really enjoy coaching other people's kids more than coaching my own, because I know that I'm just setting my kids up for visits to a couch later on in life when I'm coaching them. Because as a dad, you just get a little too intense with your own kids because you can, and you don't put this buffer between, it's funny when you see other people's kids and they're acting up or crazy or whatever, you just kind of laugh it off. When your own kids are acting that way, you want to pull your hair out. You can't believe how terrible they're being. You're mortified, all these things. Yet you see other people's kids do it, and it's just like, oh, they're fine. Oh, they're whatever. That's just how we are. And it's the same thing when you're coaching kids. You get much harder on your own kids than you do on other kids. Other kids you can build up and help. Your own kids, you end up pushing harder and harder, wanting them to do better. I think that's just a natural thing that happens. For the Jackie Robinson kids, I would say, try to keep in mind, and I wish the adults would do a better job of this, because all the adults that are coming out very upset about them losing their title, I didn't hear anybody saying they did nothing wrong, that we didn't alter the boundaries, we didn't bring in kids that shouldn't have been on the team. If that was your defense, okay, speak loud about that and fight back. But the defense I'm hearing is Did they check all the other teams? Why are we being singled out? Those are really terrible things to try to use as your defense in something like this. What are you teaching the kids when the defense is everybody else cheats too? Check on them before you take this away from us. That shouldn't happen. It's not about the kids at this point. The kids played in the Great Lakes Regional, went to Williamsport, played on ESPN, went to the World Series as honored guests, went to the White House as honored guests, went to Disney World as honored guests. They were at the Blackhawks game tonight. You cannot take any of that away from those kids. They've had these incredible, wonderful, beautiful experiences. Nothing has been taken away from the kids other than someday being able to say, hey, we are considered the champions of this year. They played in those games. Nobody will ever take away all of the memories and all of the goodwill that went towards the city and those kids. And if we could all come together and talk about that, Father Flager and Jesse Jackson, it was very upsetting to see this just turned into something about race. And I understand, listen, the America we live in today and the things that have gone on racially in the past year in Ferguson and New York City, I understand why somebody would say, is this about race? But instead of stepping up and saying, it's unfortunate that these kids had to go through this because of the actions of adults, instead we're just throwing around other things and diverting it and not even defending the actions of the adults, not saying they did nothing wrong here, saying, I bet everybody else does stuff wrong too. Why aren't you checking everybody else? It's just a sad comment. And the truth is, I mean, kids' sports are ruined by adults, right? Tim Mahoney is was the manager of our team. He was the president of our league the last few years. And when we all get together at the beginning of the year every year and we get all our managers together, and, you know, Little League is a volunteer organization and people are like, why didn't this get known sooner? Why doesn't this happen sooner? Well, because Little League doesn't have investigators out searching every team across the country. Think of how many teams there are. You're dependent on your district and your section to go over these things and make sure that everything's on the up and up as they get, you know, and then go on to the next level. Well, what happened was in the district that Jackie Robinson is in, the gentleman, Michael Kelly, who was running the section, who has to check all these things and make sure everything's on the up and up, he was helping do this. He was, you know, in on it. So there was this sort of inside job going on at a very local level that nationally they don't check on. And that's just how it works. And Little League was in a very, believe me, Little League wanted nothing more than to not have to do anything here. They tried to sweep this under the rug for months, saying, we checked it, it's fine, we checked it, it's fine. Mark Conkle from DNAinfo.com here in Chicago did wonderful reporting. It's unfortunate, but the truth is an important thing, right? And so he was reporting on it for a while, and Little League wasn't, you know, was saying, it's fine, we checked, it's fine. But then Indiana starts complaining, Las Vegas starts complaining, two teams that got knocked out by Jackie Robinson, and they start paying a little more attention to it, and unfortunately came to the conclusion they had to do this. Here's the situation they were put in, because if they don't do anything, you see, people have to understand, Little League is as rich as it looks, because it's on ESPN, and Little League has this great, wonderful contract with ESPN, Little League is in trouble, because there's travel baseball. And all of these kids play travel baseball. All the kids on Jackie Robinson West play travel baseball. All the kids on my Little League team, the kids that my son played with at Tri-Cities, they all play travel baseball. Everybody plays travel baseball now. The trouble for Little League is trying to not let that take completely away from Little League. Because travel baseball, you're traveling, it's exciting, you're spending more money, you're going around playing other teams, you're stealing and leading off things that you still don't do at the Little League level. So there's a sexiness to travel that makes you say, why should we still play Little League? Well, you still play Little League because there's All-Stars at the end of the year, and maybe you end up in Williamsport. It's a very exciting thing. But if Little League itself doesn't monitor this, so the guy from Evergreen Park that complained, everybody says it's sour grapes. Well, if you think about it from his perspective, and I don't know what his perspective was, but this is one way I would defend him complaining about it, is his team got beat up 43-2 by Jackie Robinson West, right? Well, he's trying to convince kids to stay in Little League instead of going to play travel baseball. Hey, you should play Little League. Why should we play Little League? We have end of the year tournaments. We have All-Stars. You might be able to go to Williamsport someday. How did that work out for you last year? Well, we're in the section with Jackie Robinson West and they killed us. So what is he supposed to do next year? What are all these other Little Leagues supposed to do next year? If Little League International does absolutely nothing, then everybody else says, hey, this is what you got to do. If you want to compete, you got to find the best kids from the neighboring suburbs, figure out how to get them residency, and make it work. Or the kids are going to say, why are we bothering with Little League? Let's just play travel. It's easier. It's more fun. This will be good. Let's just do that. This is rigged. So they're in a tough position. And that's why they had to act on it. You can't just let things like this go. And believe me, they tried to. This was the feel-good story of the summer. It was beautiful for baseball. Baseball, Major League Baseball and Little League has been working very hard to promote more inner-city baseball. And so this was a wonderful, wonderful story. It still is a wonderful story about these kids. It's a sad story about the adults. And yes, I know, I'm sure other leagues and other people do cheat and do things like this. I'm sure that happens. I'm sure it's happened a million times. And they don't get caught because they don't make it that far, because they don't make it all the way. And these guys probably wouldn't have gotten caught at all had there not been all these celebrations in different towns for these kids where they live. But it just became too obvious. And somebody finally said, like, hey, why in Linwood and Dalton and South Holland and all these other towns are they celebrating these kids that live there that are supposed to live over there? And then on top, and they probably could have gotten away with that because, well, we're divorced, we own property. They may have been obeying the letter of the law, if not the spirit, by being able to sort of gerrymander some residency. But then the bigger problem that came for Little League was finding out that this Michael Kelly, who ran the section, and the Jackie Robinson West leadership had redrawn their district map and not gotten the approval of the other leagues, which you can't do. You can't just say, here's where we take our kids from now, without the approval of the leagues that you're affecting. And they did that. And then went back after the season and tried to get the other leagues to sign off on it retroactively. So they created a big problem for themselves. And they got themselves into it. And it's very unfortunate that the kids are stuck with this news. But people having press conferences with the kids, it's silly and it's stupid. The games are over and those kids had this wonderful experience. The people from Indiana and Las Vegas having kids at press conferences, I think, are atrocious as well. It's ridiculous. It's over with. There's nothing you can do now. So bringing a kid out to say, they took this away from me, this shouldn't have happened, playing these kids as pawns is just stupid and awful. It's over with. A lesson was learned. Little League spoke up and did something. I'm glad they did. You cannot take away anything from these kids who are wonderful kids, played their hearts out, and did everything right. They were put in an unfortunate position by adults who shouldn't have done what they did. But the kids had nothing to do with it. It's not the kid's job to say, Mom, Dad, I don't live there anymore. Are you sure we can play there? I don't even necessarily blame the parents. Now, maybe the parents do know something about these things. However, if the league administrator says to you, no, it's fine. You used to play here. You're grandfathered in. Or no, we redistricted. You're still eligible. Then as a parent, you're going to believe them. Because people want to play for that organization because it's a great organization. So I don't blame the parents either, and I don't blame the kids. You blame the adults who put them in that position. And that's all you have to do. But the kids need to be told, you know what? Adults can't always be trusted. It's a sad situation, but nobody can ever take away from you what you accomplished on the baseball field. And that's all that needs to be remembered. 312-981-7200 is the number. Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN. The Jackie Robinson West thing was such a story this week. And Mary Schmeek wrote a really nice piece about what you should tell these kids. And it's been so fascinating to me how we have dealt with this in the past week, whether it's talking about it on the radio or in the news, the way that the story has turned. But Mary wrote a letter to the boys because everybody kept saying, how can you do this to these boys? Nobody did anything to the boys. Boys played the games. Boys went to Williamsport. The boys went to the White House. Boys went to the World Series. The boys went to Disney World, for goodness sakes.
Our boys didn't, and we're getting the trophy.
That's right. You're from Las Vegas.
And they don't want it, by the way.
Yeah, I think we're turning it down, actually.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah,
you
know, no,
There were some people wondering if that was cynical, them saying, because Las Vegas people said it should be vacated. Nobody should have the title this year. That would send a stronger message.
Yes,
well,
the
message
but was not in a bad
boys,
way.
The boys know that they did not win that game,
right,
is how they look at it. Regardless of who was on the field, they didn't win that game that day. So it would feel fraudulent or not to have accepted retroact an award that they didn't win.
Right.
Which I thought was very...
I think it's kind of smart.
Very kind.
I think
of
it
everyone.
Is. If it's if
that's... And respectful to all the boys, yeah. all the other boys that played.
Yeah. I think they're right. And I think that that makes sense. So Mary Schmeek, the Pulitzer Prize winning columnist here at the Tribune, wrote this week. She wrote an open letter to the boys from JRW. Dear DJ Marcus, Brandon, Josh, Eddie, Jaheim, Cameron, Ed Prentice, Darian, Lawrence, Trey, and Pierce, keep standing up tall. This is not your disgrace. This is on the grown-ups. Did any of you know that the adults running your team were breaking the rules, bringing players in from outside the official neighborhood boundaries, in other words, cheating? Well, I don't know, but even if you did, this is not on you. You became the nation's Little League champs by listening to the adults who were there to teach and train you. You followed their guidance, which is what adults demand of children. That's part of why so many people have admired you. You aren't just good athletes. From everything the world has seen, you're good kids, good people. But all along, you've been treated as more than kids. You've been turned into symbols. And as symbols, you made us feel better about ourselves. As African Americans, the first all-African American team to win the U.S. title in the Little League World Series, you were held up as evidence of how much young people from your neighborhoods could accomplish. With your talent and sportsmanship, you helped this racially fractured city believe that black people and white people, Southsiders and Northsiders, liberals, conservatives, and everybody else could come together and cheer for the same hopeful thing. The fact that your team is named Jackie Robinson West in honor of the black player who integrated Major League Baseball made everything you did even more symbolic. Your victory felt like a part of history, America, on the slow march forward. Now your team has been stripped of the national championship title and a lot of the familiar ugly divisiveness has been flushed back into view. I hope you can ignore the worst of it. It's not really about you as you, it's about you as symbols. You shouldn't have to carry the weight of being a symbol for your race or of Chicago or of the game. One day you might look back at this as the day you realize that glory almost always takes a turn towards something darker. And you know what? That's a big step in growing up. It's in the dark moments that we confront the biggest tests, when we discover and forge who we are. Remember the Little League motto? Character, courage, and loyalty? Courage is built in the hard times. It rarely comes with a parade. When things quiet down, maybe you'll get the chance to think about what there is to learn from all of this. Here's just a few ideas to tuck away. Authority figures can be wrong and do wrong. The rules of a game are the rules. If they're bad rules, work diligently to change them. Life is bigger than sports. Glory is fleeting. Character endures. And I hope you learn that you don't have to prove anything to the world. You aren't public property. You don't owe anything to all the strangers who felt better about themselves in this city because of your success and who are now upset for themselves as much as for you by this twist of fate. I also hope that the adults who put you in this situation talk to you honestly and humbly about what they did wrong. I hope they tell you they're sorry. At the same time, be wary of any adult who tries to make you feel like a victim. Avoid the quicksands of self-pity and blame. It will be hard, but you can do it. You're young. With some luck, you have long lives ahead of you, plenty of time to keep making your mark. And despite this mess, you are still evidence of how much young people can accomplish. Even in the cold, gray winter, a lot of us remember how you brightened the summer. You made us proud. You still do. Stand up tall. Courage. We're still rooting for you. That's Mary Schmeek in the Chicago Tribune. That's a voice of reason in the face of a lot of ridiculousness that went around this week. You can never take away what those kids accomplished this summer. Whether or not that should have been the team on the field is irrelevant at this point, other than the legalities of Little League. Not everybody has to make this about what we took away from those kids. Nobody can take anything away from those kids. They played the games. They went to the places. They have an experience they will never forget. And a harsh dose of reality has been thrown on at the end of it. But all of those boys know, and they were, we played against them. They were good kids. They are good kids and good examples of what you can accomplish. Also good examples of what adults do to kids in this world. And as parents and as administrators or whatever we are, it's unfortunate that parents get in the way. But we do. And that's what we do. And it's unfortunate. But if the kids keep remembering to be kids and keep playing with the quality and class that they played with, those kids are headed to some successful lives and they will make the difference in some other kids' lives down the road. I'm quite sure of it. 312-981-7200. Mike Steven is up with Outside the Loop Radio next here on 720 WGN.